about a meeting concerning the warriors, given to the archives of the Madrone at Wakwaha and to the exchange by Bear Man of the Red Adobe of Telinana, a member of the Doctor's Lodge. A printed notice brought to all the towns. There is going to be a meeting of people at Cottonwood Flats on the 201st day to talk about the Warrior Lodge. We will be there. Steady of Castoha, Chooses and Redwood of Telina, Grey Horse of Chukulmas. What Steady of the Serpentine of Castohana said at the meeting. People of the Warrior Lodge and people in the Land Lodge are not very likely to agree with what I am going to say. They will deny it, and we will have argument and dissension. Because many of us dislike argument and avoid dissension, we have not said what I am going to say, and in this we have been weak and careless. It is time now, in this place, to talk about these things aloud. I say this now. The people of the Condor, those men who have come here from that people, are sick. Their heads are turned backwards. We have let people with the plague come into our house. We should not have done it, and will not do it again. But listen, the people of the Warrior Lodge and some people in the Lamb Lodge have been infected. They are sick. Maybe they are willing to be healed, to be cured. If not, if they wish to live sick, then they will have to go where the sickness is, to the country those people came from in the lava beds north of Dark River, and stay there. That is what I say. That is what has been decided in talk with these people who came here with me, for whom I have been speaking. Other things that were said by different people. Four people are going to close the valley. Four people are going to open discussion. Who is sick? People are sick who talk about driving people out of their houses, out of their towns, out of the valley. That is sick-headed talk. Yes, who is sick? People are sick who are afraid of fighting. It is the nature of the sickness not to know itself. That ignorance is the sickness itself. That argument eats itself. If not to know you're sick is sickness, how do you know you're not sick yourself? Oh, you'll tell him if he is. You'll make him a warrior and blow tobacco smoke at him and give him a sick name, misery, or stinks, or diarrhea. Listen, you are talking foolishly. There is no use in anger. You cannot tell what sickness is until you have become well. Weakness calls itself strong, but strength calls itself weak. Glory calls itself vile, and the peacemaker calls himself warrior. Listen, only the warrior can make peace. Nobody makes peace. Peace is. Who do you think you are to make peace? A mountain? A rainbow person? Coyote? Calm down, you people. I want you to listen and hear me. I am not ashamed of being a warrior. You want me to be ashamed of it, but it is not possible. I have found strength and knowledge I needed in the Warrior Lodge, and I would share it with you if you let me. I, too, am not ashamed of being a warrior. It is my pride. You people there, you're sick, you're dying, and don't know it. You eat and drink and dance and talk and sleep and die, and there is nothing to you, like ants or fleas or gnats. Your life is nothing. It goes nowhere. It goes over and over and over nowhere. We are not insects. We are human people. We serve a higher purpose. What? What purpose? Whose purpose? Listen to him. That's big man talking. That's a mouth on the back of a head talking. I serve. I eat shit. That's big man saying, I'm better than anything else. I'll live forever. Everything else is shit. Listen, if you wise people have thought that we were sick, why did you not ask us to come to the doctor's lodge? You know an unwanted cure won't cure. You have to dance to be a dancer. And you have to fight to be a warrior. Fight whom? Your mothers? It was not the Warrior Lodge who agreed to let the Condor come here and stay here and come back again. When they come back, it is we, not you, who are ready to drive them away. Why are we warriors? Because they made war. You let them come and go as they please, and now you talk about sickness, shaming your own people. But you did not listen to us. We have said all along that we would drive them away and keep them away. Now you say you want to do the same thing. Yes, I say that, but I do not say it as a warrior. How are you going to meet the Condor, then, with songs and dances? I don't put a fire out with a match, warrior. Only strength can defeat the strong, speaker. Warrior, If it is war you want, you must fight it with us, your own people, and the people of our fields and barns, and the wild people, and every tree of our orchards and vine of our vineyards, and every stem of grass and every stone and grain of dirt in the valley of the river. This is the first battle of that war. You have let yourself fall sick with the sickness of man, and you seek to make us sick. And now you must be the one to choose whether you will be killed or cured or driven out. Steady said this, and many other people said, "The stones speak with that voice. The earth and the river speak in those words. The lion speaks. The bear is talking. Listen." A description of what happened next. After that speech of Steady's, there was a pause for a while because other people were beginning to come to the meeting. In the evening, people came forward again to speak about the warrior lodge in praise or blame and to discuss what others said. After that, the meeting went on for 4 days, many people coming and going with food from the towns and sharing the food with those staying at the flats. Much was said about the human soul and mind and sickness and sacredness. The things which were kept secret by the Warrior Lodge and the Lamb Lodge were all spoken of by members of those lodges and made plain and no secret. After hearing these things, many people said that the minds of the warriors were indeed diseased. Some warriors came up and renounced their membership in that lodge. Their speeches grew very passionate. Some Madrone Lodge people and walks along of the Serpentine of Wakwaha, the speaker of that Hayamas, said that it was better not to deny in public what one had done in secret, and that to be finished with a thing was simply to leave it and go on away from it. So the excitement was calmed down one way and another, and many people began joining in long drum dances, since there were so many gathered there, and the weather was pleasant, and there was a lot of emotion and feelings stirred up, and several very good drummers were present. But still there were more than 100 men and women who held fast to the warrior's way and wished to speak for it. For them, Skull of Telinana said this. Skull's speech. You say that we are sick, mortally sick, dying of our sickness. You say that you fear our sickness. So it may be. Then I say this, our sickness is our humanity. To be human is to be sick. The lion is well, the hawk is well, the oak is well. They live and die in the mindfulness of the sacred and need take no care. But from us, sacredness has withdrawn care. In us is the mind of the sacred. So all we do is careful, and all our effort is to be mindful, and yet we are not whole. We are not well, and we do not do well. To deny that is careless, mindless folly. You say that human people are no different from the other animals and the plants. You call yourself earth and stone. You deny that you are outcast from that fellowship. You deny that the soul of man has no house on earth. You pretend you build up houses of desire and imagination, but you cannot live in them. In them is no habitation. And for your denying, your lying, your comfort-seeking, you will be punished. The day of punishment is the day of war. Only in war is redemption. Only the victorious warrior will know the truth, and knowing the truth will live forever. For in sickness is our health, in war our peace. And for us there is only one house, one above all persons, outside whom there is no health, no peace, no life, no thing. After Skull's speech. To Skull's speech no direct answer was made. Some people wept, some were frightened, others very angry at hearing a person say what Skull had said. Feelings had run so high that Steady, Walks Along, Obsidian of Onmalin, and others who were conducting the meeting preferred silence to response, lest there be violence. Only a singer of the Blood Clowns of Chumo began singing, "Outside the One there is nothing, nothing but women and coyotes." Obsidian of Onmalin told her to take the song away, and she did so, but many people picked it up and sang it later. Then Walks Along spoke to Skull and the other warriors, saying that she thought the open meeting had gone on long enough, and inviting the warriors to come up to Wakwaha and go on talking and seeking what was best to do. The warriors refused to come to Wakwaha, saying that they wanted to talk among themselves, not with other people. Steady said they should do as they chose. Some Madrone Lodge people thought Steady and Walks Along were not being careful enough. They said that people who refused to talk to reach agreement and would talk only when other people agreed with them had better leave the valley and go talk with the Condor, who agreed with them. This group and the people with Steady came to words, speaking hotly. The warriors watched them argue, nodding and smiling. The argument and the end of it. Hawk Cries of Sinshan said, "If they will not talk, they must go, and if they will not go, they will be driven." He lifted up the Madrone staff he carried as speaker. Steady, in a passion of anger, said, "If you drive them, you go with them, driver with driven, beater with beaten." He came towards Hawk Cries. Walks Along said, "Sickness is speaking us." They all heard that. Hawk Cries threw away his staff. Nobody said anything for a while. Presently Hawk Cries said, "They have gone." Walks Along said, "Yes, I think they are going now." Steady said, "I spoke ill. I will be silent now for a while." He went down to the river to wash and to be by himself. The others began also to go down to the river or back to their towns, leaving the warriors there where the meeting had been by the cottonwood grove. The next day the warriors also went home to their towns. That was the end of that lodge in the valley. It was indeed gone. Why I have written this. Some of the men who had been warriors went up to the Dark River country after that meeting to live with the Condor people. 24 of them went that year, and some more the next year. I am not sure how many. No women went. There was a woman in Sinshan who had gone to that country earlier with her father, who was a Condor man. She came back after several years. She wrote her life to tell about those people. I do not think much else has ever been written about that time when the Condor men came to the valley and the warrior lodge came to be. I was a quite young man at the meeting at Cottonwood Flats, but I have thought about it a great deal all my life. We avoid talking about sickness when feeling well, but that is superstition, after all. Looking mindfully at the things that were talked about at the meeting, I have come to think that the sickness of man is like the mutating viruses and the toxins. There will always be some form of it about, or brought in from elsewhere by people moving and traveling, and there will always be the risk of infection. What those sick with it said is true. It is a sickness of our being human, a fearful one. It would be unwise in us to forget the warriors and the words spoken at Cottonwood Flats, lest it need all be done and said again.